What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to Identify You. I'm Chikara, your hostess with the mostest, and here I've created a safe space for us to expose some of the broken pieces that God has used to make us whole. I pray that after today's episode, you will be able to identify who you are and whose you are in Christ Jesus. Y'all, welcome back to day two of our 31-day Identify Her challenge. I'm super excited because God is moving. He is doing a new thing. Women are being set free and coming back into their identity. And that is powerful. So today we're going to get straight into it, y'all. Because last episode, the devil was real disrespectful and cut me off at the end. I don't know if y'all saw how that happened, but it worked out. It still flowed. And the word was released. And what was said needed to be said. Okay. So today's episode is going to be titled, God Knows Us, God is with us. All right. So y'all, today's song is Altar by Hovi and Forrest Frank. Again, I do have a playlist, but you need to go and join the broadcast channel so that you can get the details for the playlist. Okay. Now let's get straight into our verse of the day. Our verse of the day is Psalm 139:14. And this is the King James Version. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I know y'all already know where I'm going with today's affirmation, with today's Identify Her. Listen, because when your soul knoweth full well, listen, that means there's no doubt, there's no second guessing, there's no if, ands, or buts about it. My soul knows. You gotta know that with all your might and all your being, okay? Your soul has to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I pray that after these 31 days, your soul will know. Because I am so passionate about this. And it is serious, y'all. You gotta know who you are and whose you are in order to live this life. So let's get into it. God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and present everywhere at the same time. Who else can do that besides God? Nobody. Nobody. So you have to know that even before your earthly parents knew what you look like, God already had wonderfully made you. He already knew. He knew before the ultrasound. He knew before the 4D, 5D scan. He knew before you were born what you would look like, what you would be like. What your attitude would be like, what your characteristics would be like, what your gifts would be like. He knew because he created you. Unique. You are divinely chosen. You are placed in the womb to grow and develop, to be born and to be discovered. He is the one that knows everything about us, from the number of hairs on our head. Some of us got a lot of hair. I mean, some of us don't got that much hair, but still, God knows the number of hairs on your head. That just makes me feel like, wow, God is very detail-oriented. Like, to know the number of hairs on your head, that's a lot of hair. Even if you don't got that much hair, that's still a lot of hair. But he cares that much about you. He is that into you that he knows me, you, her, and her. Yes. So beautiful. I want you to understand that because God knows, because he is all knowing, he is everywhere at the same time. He is here and there. Nothing can be hidden from him. So a lot of times we go through life and we think that we're hiding from God, or he not gonna know, or he turning his eye or something, turning his back on what you're doing. But that is the furthest thing from the truth. Okay. Mistakes are gonna happen. You're gonna fall into sin. We were born into sin. But that doesn't mean you have to stay in sin. You can come out from hiding. Come on out. Come out, sis. It is okay. I promise you. God knew we'd make mistakes. He knew. That's why he already had the solution in place. So it's okay to come out. It's okay that you've done things that you're not proud of. It's okay. He knows the things that you've done. He already knows. So you might as well just be straightforward with him. Think about it, like with you and I'm talking to my ladies. So if fellas, you in here, then you just get a little something extra. But I'm talking to my ladies. Think about it, sis. If you come to your boyfriend or your husband, your significant other, and you like ask a question that you already know the answer to, and you're waiting for them to tell you. Now, if they tell you a lie, you already know. So it's like, you might as well tell me the truth, right? So the same thing with God. It's like, he already knows the mistakes we made. He already knows the sins that we've done. So we might as well repent and tell the truth. Be honest, be open so that you can receive the forgiveness. He wants to be in relationship with you. He really does. And I want you to know that he is present. You can never escape his spirit. And I'm trying to think, Holy Spirit, if we need to go here. I really want to go here, but I don't want to go here because that'll take us to a whole nother topic. But we have God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Yeah, we ain't even going to go there because that's too much. That's too much for today. But you can never escape his spirit. So if you know and love God, you can never be far from his comforting presence. He wants to comfort you. He wants to get the broken pieces and make you back whole. He is kind. God is caring. God is forgiving. He's graceful. He's merciful. He cares about you. So it's okay. It's okay that you've made mistakes. I've made mistakes. I've done things that I'm not proud of. But when I got serious about God and our relationship, I laid it all out. Because I ain't trying to hide nothing. I'm not trying to live that life. So when you get serious and you just lay it all out, he's ready for you. Ready to welcome you with open arms. And can't no devil in hell block it. You understand? So it's okay. The second point that I wanted to discuss is feeling misunderstood. How many of us can say that we've been there? Because baby, I know. I've been there. I still feel like I'm there sometimes. I feel like people don't understand me. How many of us fall into that? Like, they just don't get it. They just don't understand. It's all right. Embrace it, because guess what? The only one you need to seek understanding from is King Jesus. And you do this by having a real relationship with him. He understands you because he knows us. He formed us. So he understands. So the conversations that you're trying to get across to people and make them understand, like, just don't worry about it, sis. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Let God do that. Bring to him your concerns and allow him to work on the hearts of the people who you're trying to receive understanding from. He'll do it. He will do it. And yes, God knows us. He knows you. But he wants you to know him. He wants us to know him for real. It's like, again, I keep relationship, y'all. I'm always going to like give an analogy of a relationship because that's what it is. Like, I feel like people just overcomplicate it. Like, people overcomplicate being a Christian or having a relationship with God. Like, think of it as the same thing with a relationship with a friend or a romantic relationship or a familial relationship. You want to get to know that person. You know their likes and their dislikes. You know their character. You know what ticks them. You know what makes them happy. You know what makes them smile. So the same thing with God. Like, keep it simple. Like, it's not really that difficult. We have to know him just like he knows us. But in order to do that, you got to spend time with him. You got to be devoted. You got to worship. You got to praise. You got to read your Bible. Talk to him. Tell him what's on your mind. And the list goes on. But in order to get to know somebody, to have a good relationship, you have to spend time with them. There's no other way around it. Like, I can't think of no other way around it. If you got something, let me know. But I know that if you're in a romantic relationship or platonic relationship, you got to spend time with that person if you want to get to know them. Y'all either talking, y'all getting together, y'all having lunch dates. Same thing with God. Same thing. Invite him in. Invite him into your space. Invite him into your world. Have lunch with God. Have a picnic with God. Whatever floats your boat. Just spend time with him. That's it. Don't make it so complicated, y'all. Don't make it so complicated. God is okay with going to the Waffle House. You know, some of these women in this world may not be okay with going to the Waffle House or the Cheesecake Factory, but God is okay with that. He is okay with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you understand? Like, he does not need you to try to get your life all together, make six figures, do all this. Like, that's what people really be thinking. Like, oh, I got to have it all together. I got to be perfect before I come before God. And it's like, that's never going to happen. You'll never get there. So just come as you are. Just come as you are. That's it. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. So that is it. Those are my 3 points. That's what I wanted to share with y'all today. And now we're going to get into our Dear You letter. So let's go. Let's see. Y'all got y'all journals? Y'all been journaling? Y'all got these journal prompts for my girls who are participating in the challenge. Make sure you have your journal and you are engaging in journaling daily. It's so good for you. It's so good for me. It's healing. It's therapeutic. It's all of the above. And it just allows me to just release my thoughts, release my feelings. So let's get into it. Dear you, embrace uniqueness as a sacred gift from God. In his eyes, you're a masterpiece. Intricately woven with purpose and love, let your differences shine brightly, for they reflect the divine artistry within you. Stand tall, knowing you're fearfully and wonderfully made. With gratitude, me. Does that just not make your heart smile? Like, that makes my heart smile so big. Like, as I'm writing it and then I read it out loud, it's like, me? Shakira? Maybe it's just me, but that's okay. I'm gonna embrace it. All right, let's get into identify you, identify her, affirm yourself, girl. Y'all got your affirmation from yesterday? Did you post it up somewhere? Have you been saying it? I need you to say that thing. Say it with meaning too. Say it with power. All right, so today, y'all gonna see a pattern here too, because God wants you to know. He wants it to be embedded in you. Identify you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God, and I embrace my uniqueness. One more time. I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God, and I embrace my uniqueness. That's it. Say it, y'all. Say it out loud. You see, for me, I'm like talking to y'all, having a conversation, but I'm really talking to me. Like, when I'm reading what I have wrote and what the Lord has spoke to me and my affirmations, like, I'm saying it aloud and it's helping me as well. So you gotta, like, you may feel crazy if you've never done it before and you never like looked in the mirror and like affirmed yourself and said it out loud. Like, you may feel crazy at first, but that's okay. Do it anyway. You will feel relieved. Okay. So I was thinking, like, I was asking the Holy Spirit, I was like, do you want me to pray with them like every day? Or, you know, should I do this within a group? Like, I was just like, I don't know. Like, is this for everybody? So until he gives me a solid no, then I'm going to keep on praying. So I hope that you will receive this prayer with me. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. But if you are able, let's go ahead and close our eyes and invite God into our presence. And let's pray. I have three things that I really wanted to pray over us today. So let's go. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. Father God, we come before you. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for every single woman who is participating in this challenge. We thank you for every single woman who is listening to this playback. Father God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we were created in your image. We thank you, Lord, for fearfully and wonderfully creating us. We thank you for uniquely creating us. We thank you for this divine timing, this divine appointment. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we come before you right now, asking you to please forgive us for our sins, Lord. Forgive us for the times where we have been doubting ourselves, where we've talked bad to ourselves, where we have been bitter with ourselves, angry with ourselves. Forgive us, Lord. Father God, we come right now before you. I come before you to rebuke and renounce the spirit of feeling worthless. I feel it in my spirit that there's a woman who is on the edge of wanting to give up. She feels like her life has no meaning. She feels like she is worthless. And I rebuke that spirit right now. Father, I ask that you give her the strength. You comfort her and you remind her that she is fearfully and wonderfully made. God, I thank you. I thank you that each of us were uniquely created. I come right now to rebuke hiding because of past mistakes. Come out from hiding right now. Whoever you are, come out. It is okay. God forgives you. He sees you. He loves you. He knows you. You can come out from hiding. Your past does not define your future. Your past does not define who you are, who you were created to be. So you can come out from hiding. And God, I ask that you give her the courage, give her the strength to do so. Right now, I come against the spirit of hating ourselves. There is a woman who hates the way she looks, hates the way she sounds, hates the way she does this, hates the way she's always just hating something about herself. I rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. God, empower her to love herself, to encourage herself, to empower herself, to love the very thing that she hates because you love it, because you want to use it. Father, I just come right now before you and I ask that you give us the confidence that we need to be who we were created to be. We thank you for every single woman who has trailblazed and created a path and came before us. We thank you that we are now stepping into the fullness of who we are. And we are creating way for the women and the little girls that are to come behind us. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We give you all the honor and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Receive this word. I thank y'all so much. I love y'all. Make sure you are subscribed to I Am Shakira TV and go to Apple Podcasts if you listen to your podcast there. Leave a review and follow me on all social media at I Am Shakira TV. Y'all, let's keep going. Let's keep getting into it every day. Identify her. And as always, we walk by faith and slay, plus pray each and every day because God, he will make a way. I love y'all so much, and I will see y'all tomorrow.